July is the second month in a row that two federal agencies have failed to provide input on five bills that address missing and murdered Indigenous people, effectively stalling the bills.
We'll now call our hearing to order.
The Department of Justice and Department of Interior were supposed to submit guidance in June on a series of bills that include Savannah's Act, which would increase coordination between tribal, state, and federal law enforcement agencies. The Senate Committee on Indian Affairs moved forward with planned meetings at that time. Here's Committee Chair Republican John Hoven of North Dakota.
I'm still prepared to go forward today's hearing, as we have witnesses that have traveled far to be here. That being said, I'm prepared to give the administration a hard deadline of July 8th to provide in writing to the committee a definitive conclusion about each bill today.
Neither department made that second deadline. Lisina Tanakuto Onko lobbies in Washington, D.C. on behalf of Native American interests.
And I do think they've had enough time to make the comments on these bills and that we cannot continue to delay on this.
She says it's a disappointment that could have consequences for real people's lives.
Without their comments and without their input on how we can continue to address this crisis in the best way possible, we're just significantly delaying ending and addressing this issue.
She says the bills can't move forward until the Senate committee hears from the agencies, neither of which responded to requests for comment by deadline. The Associated Press reports the Justice Department provided updates to the committee, and the Interior Department submitted its guidance sometime after the extended July 8th deadline. Regardless, Onko says that there are other ways the bills can proceed, including being enveloped in VAWA, the Violence Against Women Act, which passed the House in April. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.